So, I'm having some airport plane adventures that, ironically, I never actually had when Ed and I used his benefits to fly. So, we bought our tickets to visit my parents in Pennsylvania because we thought that using Ed's benefits, which is called non-revving, because we're non-revenue people, we're non-revenue passengers, would be kind of stupid around Christmas because it's so busy. So we bought tickets, arriving in Allentown, Pennsylvania, which is the nearest airport to my parents. It's about half an hour away from where they live, and leaving from Allentown. So getting to Allentown last weekend was not a problem. We had no problems. We got into good time, and everything was fine. When we left this morning, our flight actually left at 1 p.m., but it arrived about 4 hours late because of the snow that arrived in eastern Pennsylvania. So our plane was rerouted to Connecticut, where a lot of other planes were apparently rerouted also. So finally, at about 5 p.m., just after 5 p.m., our plane finally landed and took off with us. But that meant, unfortunately, that we missed our connection in Atlanta, since there are no direct flights from Allentown to Salt Lake City. So there was one more Atlanta flight that left at about 9:45 p.m. tonight, and we relisted ourselves on those flights. But of course, we weren't guaranteed a seat because it was a very full flight. Ed managed to get a seat. Well, there was one seat left, and we were listed as the first and second people. Actually, I was listed first and Ed was second, but I told him to go. And he was a little upset, and he didn't quite want to go, and he offered to stay and come back and all this other stuff. But really, I didn't have my house keys or my car keys with me, so if I went without him, you know, we probably would have forgotten to get me the keys, so I would have wound up sleeping in the Salt Lake airport. So I sent him ahead, and I went back and relisted myself for the 8:10 a.m. flight tomorrow morning. And I got a confirmed seat, and I asked for 2 meal vouchers, and I got them. Well, I asked for a meal voucher, and I got 2. They did not offer me a hotel voucher, and I'm kind of upset about that. I probably could have asked for one, but I'll be sleeping in the airport tonight in Atlanta and getting home at around 11:30 tomorrow morning. So it's going to be a very long night, but I have my phone, I have my Kindle, I have my Auntie Anne pretzels and my Diet Coke, so it's going to be a long and crazy night here in Atlanta.